Yesterday in the programme, we were speaking to Kerry Sinn Féin TD Pat Daly over his objections in relation to the government's various housing motions that passed through the Dáil, whether it was the issue of short-term lets, and particularly the issue of the Residential Tenancies Bill, and his party's opposition to the idea that landlords will be able to set market rents from the 1st of March whenever a tenancy ends and a new one starts, that level of rent control will be removed. And during the discussion, he talked about the lack of affordable housing here in Kerry and the lack of a plan for affordable housing here in Kerry. Well, one person who contacted us to rebut those comments was Fianna Fáil councillor on Kerry County Council, Mikey Sheehy. Councillor Sheehy, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
Now, you're taking issue with some of what Deputy Daly had to say in relation to this issue, particularly of affordable housing. What's your point?
Thanks for having me on this morning, Gerry. Yeah, there's been a lot of talk recently, I suppose, about whether Kerry has a plan for affordable housing. And I suppose I just want to set the record straight for one. I heard Deputy Daly's comments yesterday morning suggesting that Kerry lacks a plan for affordable housing. And while I respect Pa's views, I know Pa very well for a very long time, that's simply not accurate. That statement is simply not accurate. Kerry County Council absolutely has a clear strategy in place, which is aligned to the National Housing for All plan. So, for example, just in December 2025, we issued a call for expressions of interest from developers and builders locally to deliver affordable housing schemes, specifically in Tralee and Killarney. Now, I just want to be clear, the Tralee and Killarney schemes are two pilot schemes, and there is a thought process behind that we would roll out a further schemes throughout County Kerry over the next 12 to 18 months on foot of these schemes. So these schemes are currently targeted at urban areas, like I said, and we're making those homes more accessible for working families through subsidies that are provided from the government's Affordable Housing Fund. As I'm speaking to you now, the closing date for those submissions from developers is actually today, and we've already seen interest. So this is concrete action. It's not just talk. And I suppose just to go one further, I sit on the Housing SPC, the Housing Committee for Kerry. The affordable scheme is something I've been pushing for years, and it's really rewarding to see it moving forward. Our committee currently, we're actually actively finalising the details of these affordable schemes. And I suppose just to ensure that they're meeting local needs for one, like providing homes, the current schemes are going to be set out, basically of units from 5 to 20. We're going to have specific density guidelines, and that's all about promoting sustainable communities as well, Gerry.
But is that within that idea that each affordable housing development that gets funded in this way needs a mix of normal residential homes sold at full price alongside the discounted affordable housing?
Not necessarily. I mean, I suppose on the affordable housing specifically, the EOI, the expression of interest process, it invites developers to propose turnkey properties, which is really key. So that means that these properties are going to be ready to move into homes. And that's supported through Kerry County Council and other local authorities who support it through advanced purchase arrangements. So that speeds up the process for a start. It could technically see, not that this is going to happen, but it could technically see units on the market as early as next month. No, look, I want to manage people's expectations. I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. I think it's going to be a number of months before these schemes come to market. But they're also being sped up and advanced through subsidies up to €75,000 per dwelling, depending on the density. And like you said, there it is. It's aimed at a mixed tenure developments, blending affordable and social options to create, like I said, balanced neighbourhoods and balanced communities. We've also run surveys to gauge demand in Tralee and Killarney over the last number of years, and that's shown really strong local interest from families who can't afford market prices but simply don't qualify for full social supports either.
Okay, and with that in mind, though, Deputy Pat Daly said, look, there's no delivery of affordable. Is he not correct? They might be coming in a couple of months, maybe even next month, but he's pointing at the failure of years gone by, that nowhere near enough has been delivered. And yes, these ones may be coming online, but so is he not partially right in what he says?
I agree in what you're saying in terms of, no, we don't have an affordable scheme currently. But what I want to clarify this morning is that plans are in place for that affordable scheme. Like I said, today actually marks the end of the expressions of interest from developers yeah. and builders in terms of providing these 5 to 20 unit developments. And like I said, we are in the process as Housing SPC, which we met as late as last Monday, I think it was our last meeting, specifying the plans that we are going to put in place to make sure that these homes are delivered. And like I said, it's that squeeze middle, Jerry, that we're really focusing in on. It's those that are working families that cannot qualify for social housing supports or to get on the social housing list, but are struggling to get mortgages to get on the property ladder. And I think this €75,000 subsidy that is being provided through the Department of Housing is going to be a game changer for that cohort. It's going to offer them the opportunity to get on the property ladder and to get into their own homes.
Yeah, now I know there are other issues with infrastructure and all those things in other places, but at the moment this scheme is limited to populations of over 10,000, which means it's Tralee and Killarney and that's it. When is it going to be rolled out to Listowel, Killorglin, Kenmare, Dingle, Carrigrohane?
This has been actively discussed both at Kerry County Council level and at our Housing SPC level. And again, look, that's guidelines from the department. Unfortunately, that's at arm's length from us at Kerry County Council. This scheme has been led by the Department of Housing. So we obviously have to fit under their guidelines in order to draw down the subsidies for these individual homes. I would hope that areas like Killorglin, areas like Carrigrohane, like Listowel, like Dingle, will over time fall in under the remit of this scheme. And I think, to be honest with you, even locally, I think there's going to be a huge level of interest locally in terms of the schemes in Tralee and Killarney. And I think that level of demand, once we see it, once it's recorded, I think it's going to provide a great argument for us to go back to the Department of Housing and say we have a wider demand throughout the County of Kerry. We need these schemes to be rolled out on a larger scale.
That is a part of it. So we will hear more, I'd imagine, once the closure of that scheme comes in today as to, I mean, how much interest there is for builders, the cost of building, all of that coming into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, today marks the deadline for builders and developers to express their interest in the scheme. Like I said, we've been told at committee level there has been interest thus far. And then the next step is literally just to get those schemes up and running, get shovels in the ground and get those units online and get them available to families and individuals who want to get on their property ladder and who want to avail of that €75,000 subsidy that is going to be available to them.
Okay. All right. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Mikey Shee, thanks very much for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme. Talking about affordable housing coming into Kerry, that scheme, the closing date of it today, expressions of interest, plus some numbers coming online as well. What's your take on that overall debate? Sinn Féin saying not enough, nowhere near enough is done. No plan. Mikey Shee saying there is a plan. There are houses on the way. It's taking time.